Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. A Short History of Financial Euphoria is a compact nonfiction essay by economist John Kenneth Galbraith that examines the recurring pattern of financial bubbles, speculative mania, and collapse. First published in the early 1990s, the book is not a technical market manual, but a historical and analytical meditation on why rational people repeatedly participate in irrational price booms. Galbraith moves through well-known episodes such as Tulip Mania, the Mississippi and South Sea bubbles, the 1929 stock market boom, and later credit-driven excesses to show that these events are not anomalies but recurring features of modern finance. His purpose is to identify the psychological and structural conditions that make euphoria possible, including easy credit, collective optimism, and the tendency to mistake rising prices for proof of sound judgment. The book is brief, accessible, and sharply critical of financial complacency, making it valuable for readers who want a clear framework for recognizing speculative danger rather than a formula for forecasting exact crashes. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Galbraith treats bubbles as recurring historical patterns, not isolated accidents. The book's central claim is that financial euphoria appears again and again across different eras, even when the assets and institutions involve change. Galbraith does not present Tulip Mania, the Mississippi bubble, the South Sea bubble, the 1929 market boom, or later credit episodes as separate curiosities. Instead, he argues that they reveal a stable pattern of human behavior in markets. This matters because it shifts the question from why one particular bubble happened to why the same kind of mistake keeps returning. The book suggests that capitalism does not eliminate speculative excess. It repeatedly produces conditions in which excess becomes attractive. By reading history in this comparative way, Galbraith encourages skepticism toward any claim that a new boom is fundamentally different from old ones. The historical method is therefore not decorative. It is the basis of his warning that the financial world tends to forget its own disasters quickly and then recreate them in updated form. Secondly, the book identifies three main ingredients of speculative euphoria. Galbraith's analysis becomes practical because he reduces speculation to a recognizable sequence of conditions. First, a particular asset or opportunity captures public imagination and begins to rise in price. Second, the increase itself is treated as evidence that the investment is wise, which creates a false sense of validation. Third, more participants join in, not because they have independently verified value, but because rising prices and social pressure make entry seem safe and profitable. This growing herd effect intensifies the boom until sentiment reverses. The important insight is that the bubble is sustained less by objective fundamentals than by mutual reinforcement among participants. People see others becoming richer and conclude that the market must be right. Galbraith's framework is useful because it explains why reasonable individuals can become trapped in irrational systems. It also shows that bubbles are social events, not just pricing errors. Once the group mood changes, the same crowd logic works in reverse and accelerates the collapse. Thirdly, debt and leverage are treated as the engine that keeps euphoria alive. A major part of Galbraith's argument is that speculative episodes are not powered by optimism alone. They are magnified by borrowing, leverage, and debt structures tied to real assets. He repeatedly emphasizes that financial innovation often means little more than repackaging debt in a new form, secured more or less adequately by tangible collateral. That insight is important because leverage makes rising prices look more impressive and also makes the system more fragile. When asset values climb, borrowing against them appears rational and even clever. But the same borrowing creates pressure on the way down, because falling prices can quickly expose the scale mismatch between debt and underlying means of payment. In this sense, debt is not just an accessory to bubbles, it is what allows them to expand beyond what ordinary capital would support. Galbraith's skepticism about financial innovation is therefore not a rejection of all change, but a warning that many supposedly new instruments simply intensify old vulnerabilities under a more attractive label. Fourthly, psychology and memory loss explain why warnings are ignored. The book gives unusual attention to the mental and cultural conditions that protect a bubble while it is forming. Galbraith argues that people are often most credulous when they are most happy, meaning that periods of rising wealth reduce the appetite for doubt. In that environment, criticism is not received as caution but as hostility, envy, or old-fashioned thinking. Investors and promoters become invested in the story of success because the story justifies their gains. He also emphasizes financial memory loss. Once a crash passes, its lessons fade, and new generations become convinced that they are seeing something unprecedented. This combination of euphoria and amnesia helps explain why regulation and expertise do not fully prevent repetition. Galbraith is not claiming that knowledge is useless. He is claiming that enthusiasm can overpower knowledge when money is flowing and social validation is strong. The result is a recurring refusal to hear warnings until the collapse has already begun. Lastly, the book is a critique of financial novelty and of the belief that the next boom is different. One of the most durable themes in the book is Galbraith's distrust of the language of novelty in finance. He argues that markets continually celebrate supposed innovations that later prove to be variations on old speculative forms. This is why he treats claims of a new paradigm with caution. The book implies that every generation is tempted to believe it has discovered a safer, smarter, or more sophisticated way to make easy money, yet the underlying pattern remains familiar enthusiasm, leverage, social imitation, and abrupt reversal. This critique is not only about investors, but also about institutions and commentators who help legitimize the boom. By exposing the repetition behind novelty, Galbraith gives readers a way to question fashionable narratives before they become market consensus. The value of the book lies in this discipline of doubt. It does not try to predict the exact timing of a crash. Instead, it teaches readers to recognize the signs that a boom has shifted from rational valuation to collective euphoria. In conclusion, A Short History of Financial Euphoria is best suited to readers who want a clear, historically grounded account of why markets repeatedly drift into speculative excess. Investors can use it as a warning system for recognizing familiar bubble patterns. Policymakers and students of economics can use it to think more carefully about the limits of regulation, the persistence of leverage, and the role of collective psychology in financial systems. General readers will also benefit because the book is short, direct, and free of technical jargon, yet still intellectually sharp. What distinguishes it from many books about market crashes is its simplicity of method. Galbraith does not chase complicated models or sensational predictions. He focuses instead on recurring historical behavior, short financial memory, and the tendency of people to mistake rising prices for truth. That combination makes the book enduringly useful. It is less about forecasting the exact next crisis than about helping readers become more suspicious of the conditions that repeatedly produce one. In a crowded field of market commentaries, that disciplined skepticism is its main strength. If you would like to support John Kenneth Galbraith, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.